Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, live from Miami as we just got over the big Trump Save America rally with Marco Rubio and Don Jr. and about 20 other different type of candidates, congressional candidates, whole nine yards, all of South Florida. Basically, and we have dueling rallies. So I've got a rally here in Miami with Rubio and Trump, and the upper Sarasota up with Ron DeSantis. We had thousands there, and it was a great rally. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. Before I put on Scarlett, I'd like to congratulate a new kid on the block. We got word this morning that Jen, and I'm going to name her Inez because it's celebrating time, Jenny gave birth to a nice baby boy named Logan Ryan, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, the new mega kid on the block. That kid will be brought up properly and be up knowing that the Constitution, knowing that he's a boy, he'll be brought up knowing that he's a man, and will not go into any wusses or all kinds of garbage stuff that's put in by the left. He will become a mega person as he grows up, despite the lunatics that surround her. Most of them will be gone anyway in a few short days. But the bottom line is we'd like to welcome Logan Ryan to the free state of Florida and soon to be the free country once again. United States of America, because we all make America great again, and Logan Ryan will become great in his own entity and whatever he will us to be. We will not stop him becoming great. We will entice him and inspire him to fulfill all his passions, dreams, and goals. And we will not indoctrinate, recruit him, or teach hate by any means, or change the sex or any of that.
You know
stuff.
What else?
Is what?
Today's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to Logan Ryan, and welcome to the world of Mega. And he
yes.
is a Mega child, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, and
yes.
give it up for Jen. Nobody thought she could do it. She did it, and let's all support her and her baby and her baby boy,
yes.
and let's make sure that kid grows up in an environment that's conducive of succeeding in life and not being indoctrinated, recruited, and full of hate and other stuff by the ultra left. Yeah, and that's going to be gone as we're getting just a few days away from election. So let me introduce you now to Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm great. I was not in Miami. I was here at the office. I had business. And I watched it pour. It was just downing. I think Trump kept wringing out his suit. He was so wet. It was great. And then you know what else? It's good luck. Rain brings good luck.
You know, he said one thing that's true. Biden couldn't, as soon as the first lightning bolt struck, Biden would run off the stage. So would Obama. So would every left winger.
He wouldn't
know
where
and,
to go.
You know, and the thing
bring
is...
Bring me my umbrella. Bring me my rain boots. Bring me my rain hat and raincoat. Help me put it on. I don't know how to.
Trump said, you know what? I'm glad I have this memorized already. Because it was raining so hard, he couldn't see the teleprompter. You know, and he's funny. He joked around
yeah,
with
but
it.
You
and
know
the
what?
Crowd
his
loved
retention.
It.
His retention. He does his speeches. He knows it. It's there. It's in his heart. It's in his mind. It's part of him. So he can speak at any time, any part of the day. He could.
You know,
he does.
There was about 50,000 people at the rally in Miami. You know what? When the rains came, not one person left. They all stayed.
No, and you know what? They had umbrellas. They used the signs.
Yeah. You know, all the signs and
I
stuff.
I was waiting
you know.
For someone to run up on stage and put an umbrella over him.
Yeah, he's a man. He's not a coward. He's not a wuss. He's a man.
No.
Yeah. When I went with you.
Don Jr. and his youngest son. Right. They were there. They were watching. They stood it in the ring. They all did. Michael Bell and most of the Congress that is running for seats here in Florida were there. So
yep.
it was an awesome rally. His speech was great. I love his speeches.
A lot of the songs that I always like to listen to the theme songs that each candidate goes up on stage with. You don't have that in anything the Democrats do. They don't open up with a prayer. Democrats don't open up with prayers. They don't also open up with Pledge of Allegiance or the Star Spangled Banner. We always open up with those three.
That's because they were in the movie Rosemary's Baby.
You know, it's really
in the movie.
Yeah.
Don't
you know,
I'm going to
tell you.
With the red, with the guards, with the guns, the speech, it was so goofy.
Right.
It was goofy. You know? And President Trump is correct. Joe Obama is a reckless, hateful person who doesn't know whether they're coming or going. He does what he's told, okay? And then they have to walk it back because he adds to it. He does. He gets off message. He doesn't remember what he's doing. He is just a title. He is not, he's a body filling a spot. It's sad. Because we're getting beat up on. So, do you think that he's going to do that, what he was going to do with the coal miners, shut it down?
Yeah, there was a story that he, in a couple speeches that he did at the campaign trail, he said, in one of the things, he was with Fetterman, I think it was, where he said they were going to shut down the coal coal factories, the coal miners and all that stuff. In Pennsylvania, like in Ohio, if you shut the coal industry down, you also can put half the state unemployed. Same thing with West Virginia. It's no good. So now they're trying to walk it back and say he's not doing it, but he is. Because remember, he said the same
garbage. They're doing it.
They're doing it.
You know what else I read today? There are 36 governors' seats for election, and it's going to waive it. We're going to pick all 36.
The Republicans are going to pick up a bunch of that. Some of the Republicans are, but I'm going to tell you, there's several. Colorado, the Democrats are going to lose everything in Colorado. Democrats are going to lose everything in Washington State.
The drug capital of the world.
Yeah.
Democrats
are going to lose in Illinois. Democrats are going to lose the governor's race in Michigan. In New York, it's another one. Just follow New Mexico, they're going to lose. They're going to lose, of course, Arizona and Kerry Lake. They're going to lose across the board. In fact, even California is expected to flip of several congressional seats. From blue
what
to
do you
red.
Think about Gavin Newsom? You think he's going to steal with his aunt or cousin, whatever she is, Nancy?
No, because they already told Miranda rights to Newsom and to Nancy Pelosi. In fact, when you saw her going into black limousine, walked out of the basement, the garage,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
she was in cuffs.
Yes,
what they didn't show us the fact that she was in handcuffs already. That's what they walked her out as a perp walk. And that's
due to... Oh, they let her out because she was on Zoom or whatever doing a video.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yes, they did let out. But that was an arrest. That was the reason why they took her into custody is for FOIA fraud, among other things. Same thing with Newsom. They did the same thing with Newsom and others. The point is what we're doing is telling them, if you steal, you're going to jail. And one of the things, I hit number one for about 10 hours yesterday in True Social with a comment, because we're talking about stealing election. And I said, well, if you get caught stealing election, you and your campaign, you and your candidate will be arrested on the spot and disqualified. And that trended number one.
I'm the campaign manager, and whoever else will go to jail.
We are illiterate, and this is a warning to Charlie Crist. This is a warning to Val Demings here in Florida, and Stacey Abrams, who's down by 15, and many others around the country. If you get caught doing 2,000 mules like last time, you will not only go to jail, you'll be disqualified, plus you're going to jail for 5 years minimum. If you resist, you get whatever you get. It's on you. So that's the point. We are not taking your crap anymore. The American citizens are not taking your crap. Right?
Nope.
If you see something, say something. Every sheriff in the country is tied into that. Every law enforcement in the country, they told the Democrats to go fuck themselves, and they will arrest them all if they try anything. And if they don't do it, the next person under them will arrest that sheriff and then do that, because the law
did
is
Katie
the law.
Hobbs,
and
did Katie Hobbs resign from being Secretary of State yet?
I don't know. She is not. The point is, she's already been read her Miranda rights. She knows
she's going to go to prison. She's getting paid for a job that she's not keeping.
Right, number one, it doesn't matter. The point
is other people, are there other candidates running for that seat? Yes.
Yes.
She won't be having that seat. Would that be?
Right. No. Hobbs actually is right now. Hobbs is down by four in some most polls. She's down. Hobbs is down by four, probably down by 10. Don't forget, mega people, Republicans do not trust the polls and don't answer polls. So, and they usually over sample Democrats over Republicans anyway in these polls. So always add 5 to 10 points to where the Republicans are. Because that's the truth. So if you can, if a Democrat's under 50, they're gonna lose. What?
On Newsmax, who's covering the election? Newsmax. So is
everybody.
It honesty?
David,
honesty
to everyone
with
is
integrity. Honesty with
yes.
integrity.
Yes, they're pretty
so
good.
So the other stations who say they're not gonna call the winner, Newsmax will. Will that be a true
right. yes.
statement? Okay.
On Tuesday, well, tomorrow and Tuesday, Newsmax is doing election stuff. I don't know about Fox or any of that stuff. But RSPN will be on all day on Tuesday.
Early voting is now closed to the country, or as it
yep.
comes to the end of the day, going West Coast. Today's
early,
last day
as far as I know, early voting is closed in the state of Florida and Georgia and other places around the country. Some may still be open because you're hanging to the West Coast. But
Tell you
the last thing. 9 o'clock
the
most.
What time does New York close?
9 o'clock.
Okay. 9 o'clock on Tuesday?
Yeah. That one may take a little long because it'll be closed, but I think you'll hear the new governor in the state of New York, Lee Zeldin, about 9:15 or 9:30.
And Pennsylvania.
You hear that?
Okay,
Arizona.
Maybe not
Arizona about 10 o'clock.
Pennsylvania.
I would know because I work out of Arizona in some of the stuff that I do. I would know pretty much know the feel about before 7 anyway.
Well, there are 2-hour difference, so
yeah.
We'll be
following.
Yeah,
3-hour difference. 3-hour difference.
Okay.
Remember,
we're going to be following all of the elections locally, throughout the country, federally, and regionally. So we will be posting as they win. And I'm telling you, it's a tsunami. It's going to be, they're going to be coming.
I will either do a live podcast when we officially take over the House of Senate, or I'll do a live video as the races go along to keep things going. One of the two, because between my iPhone, I'd be able to handle either way. So we'll work on that.
Well, we'll have the theater and the phone. So it'll
yeah.
be really awesome. I want to hear the results. I want to know Debbie Law.
Debbie supported this guy, for school board that wants to be something to do with transgender or something, it's an automatic loss. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not for children. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not for an American citizen. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not for any.
I guess she wants her own children to become transgender.
Yeah, I wonder. The point is, that's the problem with the Democrats. They got a mental health issue. But the other thing is, biggest issues right now, and this is the main reason why Democrats are going to lose across the board. One, of course, is the price. Gas, price of the pump, price of the store, $7 for eggs. Approaching in Florida, it's now $4 for gas in some places. In parts of the country, it's up to $6, $7, $8 again. Prices shot about 40 cents. You know,
butter is $7.
Yeah,
you
can win
else?
That. Yeah. Go ahead.
Gas went up like 40, between 40 and 50 cents today.
Yes.
At the pump.
And you got to continue, and people don't like. See, inflation is the number one thing. It's the economy, stupid, as they once said. People vote for their pocketbook in the politics.
Right.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is crime. You can't walk the streets without worrying about being jumped. You can't own a business without worrying about being robbed, flash mobs and everything else.
Well,
27 cities out of 30 that were high crime is Democrat run. They don't want that around the country. We do not want to be California. What we want, or New York, we want the United States, America, to become Florida. We support law enforcement.
We want law and order.
Right. I like Don Jr. today when he described, this is really interesting because he must be listening to us or watching stuff, but he goes, every place you go, every time you turn on the TV, say you see Law and Order, Law and Order, you know, every channel, Law and Order, talking about Dick Wolf and other stuff, and how the police do their job, the prosecutors do their job, and the judges do their job.
Yeah.
You know.
Not in real life, they don't.
Right, and so that's what the American people want to go back to, and you can't do that if the Democrats don't support that. So you have to vote Republican if you support law and order and the protection of your family. Jen just got a new baby. Boy, does she want that kid to be brought up in around the criminals, thugs, and people with health issues, mental health issues, or does she want to bring up her child in the area of safety, security, and knowing that she could walk that baby in a carriage outside and not worry about anything?
Only she can answer that.
Right.
Okay.
But the point is, and that's just an illustration, 99.9% of the mothers want their children brought up in an environment of safety. And that's
okay,
the key.
So,
they don't want drug dealers around them. They don't want murders around them. They don't want people
don't
with
want
mental issues around them. They want people that are, right. They want their kids to be grown up or grow up in an environment where they can play amongst the other children and they will not worry about being kidnapped or indoctrinated.
And they can go to school, public school, where it used to be good education, because I did go, and I got a great education, where you're learning the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I learned true history. In elementary school, I learned. I was educated in it. That's how I know it. Okay? American history was many years of school now in fourth, fifth, sixth grade. Okay? And you learn the correct way to do math and do division and long division and vocabulary. Okay? Vocabulary was a big thing when you were in second grade. Okay? Learning words and getting big words and making smaller words out of it. And writing sentences and knowing your pronouns, your nouns, your verbs, your adjectives. It's important. Okay? Well, you know, people think, it's not this. But it is, because it comes into play into business. So say you grow up and you want to start your own business, right? You have to know how to write a business plan. You really do. You have to know how to figure out the marketing plan of it. And how are you going to put it out there? You have to know how to write. You have to know the words. You have to know. You have to be able to speak to other business people to make deals, to do closes. And if you don't get those foundations when you're in elementary school, it really makes a difference. It really does. Not learning about transgender and sex
One of the reasons why Youngkin won in Virginia it's because the parents had enough of this. One of the things that happened with COVID and the virtual learning is the fact that parents got to see what's being taught in the schools. They did not like it. That and the fact that you got these guys dressed up as a woman come into a little girl's bathroom, elementary school or middle school, and
rape the kid.
I never
had that.
I
never had that.
So
that
changed. Because of the transgender stuff, because of the CRT stuff, because of indoctrination and recruitment by the left to be something they're not, the parents in Virginia voted out every Democrat, literally.
That's because that girl was raped.
Right, but that's a matter. It exposed it. And then it went
that's
cross country. And even in San Francisco, they voted out and recalled the left-wing school board members. Everywhere in the country, see, it's not just the economy, it's not just law and order and stuff like that, but it's also parental rights. And one of the best things that happened was that because of Ron DeSantis and the parental rights laws, Miami-Dade voted in two conservative school board members to make them a predictive. Virtually a full conservative school board. Broward County, same thing happened, and we're going to do that. And we've got Beverly Families and conservative. There's a few others, but the point is that the ones that got fired for cause, because of the grand jury, those are the ones that need to go. They're the ones that support the left-wing stuff and all the garbage and like the one that brought these elementary kids to a gay club as a field trip last year. Those school board members and those teachers need to be kicked out. That actually is assault, indoctrination, it's child abuse.
And you know what? They didn't give a hoot about the parents then because they didn't get a permission slip. Okay.
One of the things that, see, Democrats said, and this is a quote from Biden, basically, that your kid, in other words, for example, and when I use Logan Ryan, Logan, even though Jen gave birth to Logan Ryan, Democrats believe that Logan Ryan is their kid, not hers. That's what Democrats support. That's what Democrats are. So when you go into a school, it's the teachers' union, the teacher and the government is the parent, and you have no say. That's what they're saying, and the American people are solely against it.
I got another deal with education. The illegals, they shouldn't be allowed in school. Sorry. Tough. Okay? No birth certificates. I think people should be showing birth certificates of the parents and the child to go to school.
Okay.
I don't know how they get a driver's license. They're supposed to show things.
Illegally done.
The
there are people getting driver's licenses that are not in this country legally, and that's illegal to begin with.
And
I promise you down here
the
they will be taken care of.
But the DMV
all those
is
people,
doing
it. Yeah. All the DMV will be, the DMV, if we catch the DMV, and this is something I'm directing my people, if you catch the DMV, literally giving driver's license to illegal aliens, that DMV person will be arrested and charged for committing a felony. We also will shut down that DMV until we clean it out.
They need photocopies. Well, that's why we need to have the thumbprint. Not just for voting.
We need universal IDs to vote.
Right. But if you have a thumbprint and it's on a central database, right?
Yeah.
All they have to do is look up who you are.
It would all be there stored
in Fish on a server, and it's there.
Now,
and it's important. Okay?
Now,
all you had to go is what? All
now
you
I
had
go,
to do... You want to go where?
I want to talk about two things. One, the suspicious package of Carrie Lake in the headquarters. They criticized the Republicans for MAGA for all kinds of violence and stuff like that, which we don't do. It's really them, the Democrats and the DNC and their supporters like Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Well, anyway, somebody sent a powdery substance to the headquarters at Kerry Lake, and the FBI is involved. Of course, probably nothing's going to be done because it's Republican. But if this happened to a Democrat, you see how fast it's all over the place.
It should be done because it's a dangerous substance. It should go to the lab, it should be chemically tested to see if it was, what's that white crap?
Anthrax.
Right. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if it came from Fauci.
It might. Dan, we also got the comment. You know, this is out of touch. We go back to the economy, stupid, and the inflation and everything. This is out of touch the Democrats are. The head of the Democrat Congressional Committee, there's a DCC and there's an RCC. Both parties have one, and the spokes of what they're doing is they're going after and make sure people vote for Congress or whatever the Democrat is or the Republican, whatever the Republican. But they enter because the economy is so bad and they're expecting to lose a lot. They asked an interview the head of the DCC, about inflation and about things, prices. And so the guy goes, hey, American people, go ahead and just don't worry about inflation. Go out and buy some Chef Bar, SpaghettiOs, things of that nature, and not worry about it. It's like Hillary Clinton won
the place. You know what the joke of that is? People are buying that because they can't afford it.
Yeah, but that's good stuff. But I think the reason why they're buying it, you might as well something off the shelf today, is because there's a tropical system that is brewing, that may be brewing in this Caribbean South Atlantic area.
Okay. It's not going to be a hurricane, is it?
They don't know what it's going to be, if it's going to be at all. It's too early to tell. You'll know more tomorrow and Tuesday. But the good thing about it, it's not going to expect it to hit us until Wednesday. It slowed down so much, it's not going to hit until Wednesday or Thursday, which is a good thing because we don't want this type of weather to interfere with the election. But then again, Republicans come out in this type of weather. Look, 50,000 people in the pouring rain to see Trump, and they stood there. Democrats will run for cover. They will not do it. When I went to do some stuff with you on Saturday, it will start to pour on the way back for me, and I just walked right through it. I'm used to that because we do the Tea Party rallies and the other rallies in the corner, Freedom Corner and stuff. We go through all kinds of stuff. So it doesn't matter to me.
I just didn't feel like sitting in the rain.
Yeah. But that's the story there.
I know. But the point is, the storm itself, you don't know if it's coming here. I don't even know. Where is it right now?
It's between Puerto Rico. It's near Haiti, Dominican Republic, a little bit of Puerto Rico, and parts of Cuba and that area. It's supposed to come up from the Bahamas and then go west and make a sharp turn, like an angel type thing. But we don't know if it's true or not. At least that's according to their stirring currents. But there's a 70-80% chance it becomes tropical. That's what they're saying, and we are in the middle of the cone if it does. But that won't be until Wednesday, Thursday. Everything we're tracking it. We're tracking it, and DeSantis knows where.
Rain. Right now,
because of the high, of course, full moon, and because of the way it's coming in around that area, if you live along the coast, you're going to have a lot of, it'll be good surfing weather, put it that way.
Will it be like Sandy, what happened in New York?
No. No, maybe up north when it comes up that way, but no. But there's not enough time for that.
It's also
at the end of the hurricane season, so really it's not in the right time frame. But
it has to go out with a bang, not a boom.
So that's about it there. Anyway, let's make our elections predictions. How many seats will the Democrats lose, Republicans gain in the House?
I'm looking for 100.
That may be on the high end. Okay, 2 weeks ago, they were talking about 25 seats. Nobody says that Democrats should keep the House. Everybody said they're going to lose the House. Now, with that in mind, in the beginning, they were talking about
I'm looking at 10 Senate seats. It's looking strong. It really is. There's some power there. I'm looking at 36 governor races. We're taking all the school boards. Okay? We're going to take the attorney general races, the secretary of state, the secretary of agriculture. We're going to take all of it. We're going to take the attorney general. We're going to take, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, my prediction, I believe, like I started to say, they were talking about 25 House seats initially. They raised it to 35. Now I hear 45. I believe my prediction was back in the day was 40 to 60, 50 to 75. I'll stay with the 50 to 75. Either way, it's going to be the biggest Republican gain in history, bigger than 94.
I have one more thought. They're going to go for the steal.
We are arresting everybody under the sun. They know it.
A criminal is a criminal. I'm telling you.
We know
you,
that. One of the things happening right now, and the Democrats see it, is that all the accomplices are now either in jail or in an institution or no longer exist.
They're going to pull a 2020 and block everybody out and switch the ballots. That's what they're going to do.
They're not, because we have the military, we have our people there, and if they try that, they will be arrested on the spot and they'll be disqualified.
You know,
if they resist, they will be eliminated. Everyone knows it. We're in every polling place.
Debbie and what's the idiot in Michigan? Gretchen. Okay.
She already been taken into custody. We already took care of that. Every single area of Michigan.
They don't care.
And they'll be eliminated.
And
they'll be eliminated. They'll be in jail. And if they resist, they'll be gone. It doesn't matter. Every single place we have election integrity teams. We got military, police, law enforcement, and anyone else. And if they try anything, they will be arrested. If they resist, they'll be eliminated. Period.
They already know
they can't do it anymore. They already know they can't do it anymore. Every single
one
of them.
What they can and what they can't do is too.
If they do, they will be in prison or they'll be gone. Either way, it doesn't matter.
They already took care of a bunch of them.
We already arrested a bunch of them. They already took care of it. They saw it.
There are more stumps coming.
We expect more, and we'll arrest them all. But the ones that they already started, they resigned to it because they already saw the chief people getting eliminated. They're done. They know it. These stuff with the packages coming in, that's the last ditch effort. Every polling place will be open until the last person online. Every vote will be counted legally. Any interference, like what happened in Georgia with so-called thing, will be met with
There's
the cops arresting them. And that's it. And we'll count it ourselves. What?
I'll give you another thing. They're going to lose, right? They will not give a speech that they lost. They won't even come
out. I don't care. We don't care. Stacey Abrams still has to resign. Still has to give enough data. She lost by several thousand votes. And this time she's down by 15 and dropping fast. We know that they're not going to give up. Hillary Clinton's known.
She'll want you to
cry. Yeah, let them. They'll howl to the moon like a little kid baby they're doing, and that's it. They're going to prison.
Do you remember Hillary in 2016?
Yes.
She said John Podesta, she couldn't even do it.
We know that. And John Podesta is facing jail time because of something else. But the thing is,
part of the
election fraud stuff that he did the Steele dossier. They're looking at prison or death for treason.
Wow,
these people,
really? She brought in all the brutes, did she? For this shit to scoop. Wow, she really burned a lot of people, did she?
She burned a lot of people in. But let me get back to my predictions. In the House, they're going to gain, the Republicans are going to pick up 45 to 75, somewhere in that nature. In the Senate, it could be any. If the low end would be 3, the high end would be 10, something in between. A lot of states that normally would not be in play are in play. New Hampshire, even Charlie,
you know what,
even,
Crybaby
Chuck Schumer is in play.
One more thing. I asked you how many Senate seats are up for play. Did you ever find out?
I think it's about 34, something like that.
Do you know how many are red?
Not that many. Most of them are Democrat, I think. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The point is every Republican seat we're going to keep. And we're going to take off the rest. And Oz is now up by 3 by a Democrat poll, which really probably 5 to 10. Marciano's up by 4 or 5.
Doug?
Look at Philadelphia. 40% of the Philadelphia people are supporting the Republicans this time around, as opposed to 99% of supporting the Democrats 3 years back. The point is because crime. Crime is the number one, and it's family rights, parental rights is another one, and of course pricing, most of these, inflation. Those three are top, top three, and among other things.
You make your own butter. Who would want to spend $7?
Yeah, remember the old churn? Yeah, let's go back to... let's go back to the day.
Why buy ice cream? You can buy a machine, throw your little sticks in, and just zip it up. You can make your own. Grow your own coffee beans.
One thing that's been very common in today's rally, and don't forget there's a big Trump rally with J.D. Vance in Ohio tomorrow night. You can watch on Newsmax, or you can watch it on RSBN. And that is, and that one is, for that, J.D. Vance is going to win that. He's up by double digits now and driving.
Good.
Look,
he's real constitutional.
And I want to tell you, we've got to go to Shapiro. In Pennsylvania, Shapiro, Fetterman, Hochul, they love cashless bonds. They love letting these murderers and criminals out so they can kill the kids and kill the people.
He's an attorney general. He's a real crime. Go get him.
Yeah,
Shapiro's
a George Soros communist thug.
Yeah.
And same Fetterman is too. So is Hochul.
Yeah.
So is Debbie Wasserman.
Same
so
with Charlie
so,
Puth
so, you know,
and Hernandez
Val
or
Demings,
whatever her name is.
Val Demings.
Yeah. They are.
And all of that.
That was a fraud cop.
Like Trump said, we went from capitalism,
stepped
over socialism into communism. You don't want to, you want your kids to grow up to be free so they can make their own decisions. Yeah, so in order to do that,
don't
and fulfill their passion dream, we got to vote Republican. on Tuesday.
If you want to live in tyranny and living in shit life, people, then you vote for it. But if you want to live in freedom and you want to just live your life and live the American dream and be happy and not have looking over your shoulder that somebody's going to break in your house and arrest you because of your views, or you want the money you earn that you want to spend so you have something to show for it, or you want to have your 401ks in one piece instead of looking what losing 30K in a month. I mean, or do you want to be able to have a job where you're living in freedom? Because some of those bosses, man, they turn a little liberal there. I say vote red. Vote Republican. Vote them. Because they are for the people. 100%.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
If you want to live in the polls, I live in the great state of Florida. I live in freedom. I love it. I speak the truth. I live life great. Nobody tells me who, what, where, when, or why. I'm not a thug. I'm not a criminal. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't fraud. I despise what everybody else says of me. I don't. I am a mother. And I am still good. I am a great role model for my son. Okay? Always have been, always will be. Okay? And then if anybody don't like hearing that, that's just tough. But I am. And I like speaking the truth. And I like exposing fraud. And people, the messenger just can't handle it because they attack me. They attack me. The people that I speak about attack us. Like you have no idea. And so, you know, why attack me? I must be telling the truth. Okay? I've been being tapped forever. Just going back. And I'm going to say something else. 2007, even before that, Barack Obama has been destroying the judicial system for almost 20 years, folks. It's time he needs to be incarcerated. He is a thug.
Okay,
we got
about 12 minutes left. But the thing is,
Tuesday.
Look how,
y'all struggling out there. Look how great he lives in Martha's Vineyard. This is a man who has been at a pot of piss in. You got to wonder where all the bucks came, huh, people? Think about it.
Okay, when we go out on Tuesday, when you go to the polls, don't go by yourself. Go and bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people. Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors. Bring your coworkers. Bring your families. Bring your strangers. Get them out there and vote Republican straight up or down. America First. MAGA. MAGA means making a person great again, making America great again. It means that you want to fulfill your passions and dreams and goals. It's just you want, it's a spiritual thing and a physical thing. And the idea is if you think great and success and move forward in life and have that passion in you and so you can dream again, so you fulfill those passions and dreams and succeeding in it and know that you can't, you know, if you fall down, you can just pick yourself up. Douse yourself off and continue to drive for success. If you can do that, then you're MAGA. That's what MAGA means. Make America great again. Make you great again. There's nothing bad. It's all good. So go out there and support yourself, support your neighbors, support your country. Vote Republican. Vote America First candidates because you don't want to give everybody the world everything under the sun and leave us alone and leave us with nothing. You know, we can have billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine, but nothing coming here. We're buying oil and natural gas in Ukraine, out in Russia and Venezuela and Iran and Saudi Arabia and stuff. When we have thousands of years worth of natural gas and oil just under our feet that we can drill, baby, drill. That's America First. If we drill and be energy independent again, everything comes down, all the prices, all the inflation, everything, and we'll have money coming back and start the innovation and entrepreneurship, innovativeness of this great country. That's what's making America great again. You hear me?
I hear you. I'm still on Obama.
Obama is just a thug. He's the leader of the thugs with George Soros. You get rid of George Soros, get rid of Obama, get rid of all the other stuff, and start bringing this country back to various morals. You see, our moral compass.
But I'm serious. He was a poor schlub who didn't have a pacifistic. Okay? And then all of a sudden, he's a multi-billionaire.
Obama sold
some
books and stuff. He hates this country, period. He says so in his books. If you read the things about his father and everything else, he hates this country with a passion. Him and Michelle Obama and others, they want to do anything. The Constitution's not. See, our Bible, it makes this great country great again. And what this country is the value of our Bible. The Bible is the Constitution of the United States. That makes us different from any other country in the world. That's the exceptionalism. That's why people are literally dying to come into the country because of our freedoms held by the Constitution. You know, and so that's the point in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, Fellowship Paper, all that's based off of the Bible. And Obama's anti-religion, and so are the Democrats. They do not support God. It's not even in their platform. They don't support the Jewish people. They don't support the Catholic people. They believe in abortion. They have no values and morals. They believe in the sin, transgender, all that
type
of stuff.
When he went to the rallies, when he went to support all the candidates at the rallies, did a lot of people show up at those rallies?
No, they had, okay. There was dueling rallies yesterday in Pennsylvania. One was near Philly with Obama and Biden and Fetterman. And then you had Trump, Oz, and Marciano and the troop. Obama had maybe 1,000 people if they were lucky. Donald Trump and the others had over 30,000 people, probably close to 50,000 people. Because they said it helped records, and so it had to be close to 50. So that's the difference.
So my question is, what happened to Obama's hope and change?
It went down the tubes.
Okay.
It's gone. There is no hope and change. Obama's destroy and destroy. There is no hope. He wanted to change this country from a capitalistic, successful nation to a communist nation. He's
but
in the process of doing
it. He's working on it.
He's working
good.
On it. But the American people have woken up. They are not standing for it. The American Revolution, too, has already started. They're getting out there and vote. We have election integrity teams out there with rent to steal. We have military ready to go in to take care of the corruption. We have people ready to do whatever we have to do to make sure that law-abiding citizens get their vote counted and illegals does not. We will not see any more 2,000 music.
Would you at least agree with me that Joe Biden don't know his skirt from his ass, and that
right.
Barack Obama is
the,
leading him around by his nose?
Yes, we all know that.
Or Ron Klyman or anybody
else? All Obama affiliates, the Joe Obama, whoever you want to call him.
Joe Obama.
Know. Yeah, so all that stuff.
So it's coming to an end. Well, Tuesday will be the election.
Yeah, get out there and vote. You got, you know, if you don't go out
everybody
there and vote,
vote.
You'll lose the country.
Vote
you have
Tuesday.
To vote.
Bring your family, your friends. Bring your neighbors. Bring the seniors. Bring your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. Bring your friends. Call up people you don't know and ask them if they need to go to vote. Knock on doors and ask them if they need to go vote. Be a neighbor. Be a good soul.
We got 5 minutes
coming
to a close.
Be a good Samaritan. Make sure everybody votes on Tuesday.
We're coming to a close. I want to get the last song in. You know, God Bless America before in the full song.
Good night, everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll be recapping the election and the events that happened in the week. Everybody, God bless you, and God
keep
bless
an eye
the
on
USA.
We'll keep on the eye on the weather, because we know where this thing is going.
And
get
go
out
vote.
There. But the main thing is, no matter what, get out there and vote. Bring as many people as with you as you can. If you know, if you call your friends, everybody, get them out to vote, and let's make this a red tsunami
good night,
across the
everybody.
Country.
Bye.
All right. And one last thing. Again, congratulations to Jen and her newborn son, Logan Ryan, 8 pounds, 4 ounces. He is welcome to the Mega, Make America Great Again, kid on the block. He's the new kid on the block. And Godspeed for both of them. Have a great night. And again, get out there and vote. The country's on the line. Our freedom's on the line. You must get out there and vote.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Get out and vote on Tuesday. Vote as your life and freedom depends on it, 'cause it does. Get out there and vote. Bring your friends and your neighbors, co-workers, aunts and uncles, anything under the sun, get out there and vote. Vote America first. Vote MAGA. Vote Republican. Vote red. And let's take back our country. God bless you all. And we'll see you Wednesday and we'll see you Wednesday, and we'll give you an update and everything, and let's make this a red tsunami. Have a great evening.